You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Some of you have been waiting on the line so patiently, so let's get right to your questions. We got Scott calling from Idaho. Hey, Scott, buddy, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. What you got for me today?
I have a question. Have you heard of your antlers?
Yeah, for athletes? Yeah.
Yeah. I was just wondering what you thought about it or if it really works or not.
You know, it's a good one. I mean, I know it's been in the news over the past few months because I guess it had to do with, like, the PGA tours where some people are saying, look, you know, it's something that can't be – it's not considered doping because it's supposed to help – trigger your IGF-1 that helps trigger your growth hormone. So it's supposed to be a libido booster, a reproductive booster. It's supposed to make people kind of athletically perform better. But because it's something that is, you know, considered something that boosts your growth hormone, it's considered doping depending on which agency. And I don't know if they've ever come to an agreement on if it is or not. I unfortunately haven't had any patients personally in my practice or any listeners tell me they've used it and if it's worked. I mean, it's kind of cool in that I guess it comes from the red deer, I guess it comes from a deer, and
yeah.
You get it from the antlers, and you know, so there's cartilage and collagen and lots of protein in there, and I guess it's supposed to even have potassium and selenium. And how I look at it is in nature, you know, there's a lot of good things out there in nature that God and nature has made, so it makes some sense. It's just I don't understand how the spray really gets you all that good stuff, and I don't know of any studies saying, oh yeah, this works and it's the next best thing. Why, have you tried it yet, or?
Yeah, I actually ordered a bottle a couple weeks ago, and I've been trying it. It's about 2 sprays twice a day, and I think I've noticed a little bit of a difference, like I'm maybe healing faster, but I'm just not sure if I am or not. It's not like a big difference, so
yeah.
I was just curious what your opinions on it were.
Yeah, no, good question. I wish we knew more. I mean, I've heard about it, and apparently some athletes swear by it, but we just don't have any concrete studies, and so I also can't tell you if it could hurt you. I mean, I know people sell it, right, like antler velvet spray and stuff. I know it's sold in bottles and sprays, et cetera, but I just, unfortunately, I can't tell you, yeah, that's what this definitely does. But that's why there's some talk, because it's supposed to help boost your growth hormone. That's where the big deal's supposed to be. All right, thanks for your question. Great one. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a teenager who was denied a heart transplant due to non-compliance. Now, what is this non-compliance? And if you are found to be non-compliant, does that mean you're going to be out of luck when it comes to getting a transplant? What qualifies as non-compliance? All right, we're also going to talk about the near-death experience and what they think is really happening. Is it us going to heaven and God talking to us, or is it brain activity? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about one of the consumer protections in Obamacare has been delayed until 2015 after the next election. We'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the New York Times reported that the administration is going to give some insurers and employers a one-year grace period to adhere to the limit that would have otherwise, I guess, capped individual costs at $6,350 a year. The full requirement will go into effect 2015 rather than 2014. So some employers, right, could then use plans with higher limits or no limit at all on out-of-pocket costs during that period. So I guess with Obamacare, what's supposed to happen is there's supposed to be some sort of a cap on how much out-of-pocket costs an individual needs to pay with their insurance. I'm still a little confused how that's going to happen, because if the insurance is going to allow some of these fancy schmancy medications, then that $6,300 is going to barely touch it. So my guess is the insurance companies isn't going to allow the fancy schmancy medications. Or if the insurance companies are forced to and they can't cost share with the patient, they'll be in trouble. Well, something like this could be extremely harmful for the economy. Hence, the government is picking up on that and then turning around and delaying the when this gets implemented, all right? So this limit on out-of-pocket expenses, okay, it really attracted people that had conditions with costly treatments like multiple sclerosis, etc. And there's not a lot of generics for your multiple sclerosis medications. So people with multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis or needing transplants, etc., you know, the cap on the out-of-pocket costs was, I mean, heavenly. When I read that, I'm like, really? How are they going to do that? How are they going to implement that? All right. This is why socialized medicine is going to be moving forward. Now, one of you had sent me an article on, Senator Harry Reid, discussing how Obamacare is a step towards single payer, right? Okay. And I read that. Senator Harry Reid is the senator out of my state, heads the Senate, and he's been, I've met him multiple times. I mean, believe it or not, he's a real nice guy. It's just, I know, politically, we differ on a lot. But apparently in an interview, okay, he had admitted that, yes, the implementation of Obamacare is a step towards an eventual single-payer national health system. Now, we talked about this public option. We talked about government insurance and how Obamacare was destined to fail. Let's just kind of review that, because the closer we get to socialized medicine, the sooner we need to start preparing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, work of the dials. All right, so you're going to see a lot of back and forth with this next aspect of Obamacare delayed, right? Okay, in terms of, you know, the employer mandate, that gets delayed till after the election in 2015. Now they're delaying the consumer protection of out-of-pocket expenses on the insurance, again being delayed. There's a lot of back and forth in the government now in terms of how does a law get passed and then Obama at will decide to delay some stuff until after the election. So, I mean, to me that doesn't faze me because the whole law is a cluster. Okay, why I'm a little bit nervous about all the delays is because of all the different rules and regulations in Obamacare and the taxes and the lack of funds to make this happen and the promises to, for everybody to be on health insurance and the health insurance to be cheap. I almost want Obamacare to already take over now so that it could we could see the cluster and then try to correct it. But this delay and this long delay of a very negative inevitable is, I think, really, really hurting the economy more. I think we just need to let this sink us so that we could correct ourselves. But saying, you know what, we're going to put it off another year is causing a stagnation in our growth. It's causing a lot of stress, a lot of panic. It's causing the health insurance premium to skyrocket, and most of us are miserable. So, you know, even though I think many people are happy from the Republican side, great, let him put stuff off, fine. Although this one doesn't make sense because it's supposed to be the one that actually protects people. I'm of the idea that, you know what, let Obamacare ruin us and then start over. I don't want it to ruin us. We're not wishing for this to fail, okay? Because if it fails, then the single-payer system comes in. But unfortunately, it's already been passed as a law. We can't repeal it. Supreme Court decided to make some fine tweaks to it, calling it a tax so it could be upheld. So we're screwed. We've got this whether we like it or not. The only problem is, all right, those of us that need the transplants, need the expensive medications, have the chronic conditions, okay, we think we're going to get protected, and the nickels and dimes don't add up, okay? Whether we get this cap on healthcare costs or not, okay, medications, treatments, doctor visits are too expensive. And yes, you could ask the doctor to take less money, which I don't think you really, I don't think they can take any less money, which is kind of what I think, you know, the people in Medicare are already seeing, you know, doctors aren't taking Medicare anymore. So cutting the Medicare payment isn't really doing much because less doctors take it. Same thing with Medicaid premiums. Same thing with pharmaceuticals. Fine. You're going to cut what pharmaceuticals can make. They're going to then make less drugs. So now we have these shortage of drugs. We have the shortage of research. So it's just one big cluster. So the government's going to come in, which they're waiting for. They're waiting for Obamacare to fail because it has to. Okay, you can't tell an insurance company they got to cover all this stuff without the money coming in. So the insurance companies are going to go under. There'll be no insurance companies. Boom. Now we have single-payer system as the government decides to take over. Once the government takes over, and this isn't a conspiracy theory. I mean, you already see this happening. You already see doctors going out of business. You see hospitals going out of business. Pretty soon the insurance companies are going to go out of business. I mean, you're already seeing it. This isn't a conspiracy theory. You're already seeing it, okay? It's just, if you can't see it, I can't help you. I mean, my patients can see it. It's not because I'm a doctor that I could see this. So now we move into a single-payer system. Okay, so everybody's on Medicaid or Medicare or something similar to that. Now, for those of you that are benefiting and Medicare is covering what it needs to, Medicaid is covering what it needs to, you guys are going to like it, okay? Because right now insurance premiums are extremely, extremely costly. Okay, well, but Medicare a few years back was pretty damn good. Okay? I mean, you know, it would pick and choose when to pay the doctors, which was, you know, very frustrating. So a lot of doctors would drop Medicare because Medicare would find something wrong with the claim when they didn't find anything wrong with the claim 3 days prior, not pay. So a lot of doctors stopped taking Medicare. That was, an easy decision for many. But overall, patients were kind of happy. Don't think, though, that the Medicare of a few years back is the Medicare that's going to exist a few years from now. You know, same thing. When people were saying, oh, I can't wait, I'm going to have health insurance. This is going to be wonderful. I'm going to have health insurance. Yay. So I'll get my Ambien. I'll get my Z-Packs. I'll get my Lortab. I'll be able to get my multiple sclerosis medication. Well, hold the phone. Okay? Health insurance from 10 years ago is not the health insurance that's being promised with Obamacare. Okay? The health insurance with Obamacare is a very bare-bones skeleton type of plan. Okay, which is why many of you now are noticing, well, wait a second, I got my physical, but I'm not getting the breast biopsy covered to the degree I need to, or my labs aren't getting covered. So many patients are livid with me about their bills. Somebody got so upset because he wanted his CDL license. So we did his CDL license. Then insurance wouldn't pay. So he says, well, can you say I had burning with urination? I'm like, well, no, that's a lie. You never brought it up. So if you think you had burning with urination, I mean, if you think you do, come on in. We got to check you for gonorrhea or chlamydia. No. Just tell insurance that. No. We can't do fraud. All right? So he's mad that we won't commit fraud to the insurance company to get his claim paid. Is the insurance company the bad guy? No, we are. Because we're easier to attack. So, all this baloney, this big cluster is making me more and more uneasy. Some of you are writing going, look, yay, we're winning. Obamacare is going to eventually just fall through. It's going to get defunded. I don't know. All right. The cat is out of the bag. The damage is already so done. that we almost have to completely crash in order to turn around and then fix it. So, you know, if you think we could just defund Obamacare and everything's going to be fine and dandy, no, it won't, because insurance was promised to millions of people, and they actually are thinking they're going to get transplants now. Now, speaking of transplants, this was a very interesting development, kind of sad. But we have a Georgia teenager, a 15-year-old boy, Anthony Stokes. Now, his family says because he has low grades and trouble with the law, he's been kept off the transplant list. Apparently, doctors at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta in Eagleston told the family that he has a history of non-compliance. Now, this is according to ABC's affiliate WSB-TV. They said they don't have any evidence that he would take his medicine or that he would go to his follow-ups. Apparently, he has an enlarged heart, has been given 6 months to live. The hospital released a statement saying it was continuing to work with the family to explore its options. Now, the hospital says we follow very specific criteria in determining eligibility for a transplant of any kind. Now, this issue has come into play. Some people have brought out this could be a racial issue. The boy is an African American. What is the non-compliance? Are hospitals now cherry-picking transplants? I don't know. I don't really know why, you know, what the criteria is that they're looking at, but hospitals can go by criteria, they're allowed to make the decision on who gets the organ. And if they think there's somebody that is going to not do the follow-ups, not take the medications, and is going to then reject the heart, obviously, then that heart, they're going to want to put in a person that they think the life will actually save. Pediatric or adolescent organs are far and few between. So, yeah, the hospital does have a right. Now, with all the public outcry and the news on CNN, etc., this boy may get the transplant, okay, but then is he going to get the transplant at the cost of somebody else, or is nobody else really in line? Give him the heart. You have the heart. Give him the heart. Let him try it. We're thinking, from what we're understanding, that there are other people on the list that they think solve the criteria. Satisfy the criteria. And so if their backlash doesn't get public support, the path of least resistance is going to happen. So the more backlash there is, that's probably going to be the path of least resistance. Now, I don't know much about teenage compliance. I thought most teenagers in dire need of an organ are compliant because their parents are all over this. They're going to take the medication, etc. But what if this is a matter of money? What if this is a matter of them not having the insurance to cover the transplant medication? Now, I'm under the impression that most kids are covered by Medicaid, okay? That we have a type of system where no kid is uninsured. I know a lot of people fall through the cracks. I see kids without insurance all the time. Not sure why. I think parents don't know that they could go and try to apply for Medicaid or children's checkup or one of the pediatric programs. So my guess is that the boy's medicines will be covered. But if they do look at history and they have to pick between two kids, one who will show up and one who won't, yeah, they may not choose them. And that's what's happening right now. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So near-death experiences, they are now saying, is actually a surge of electrical firing in the quote-unquote dying brain. I guess in the study, what they did is they took rats whose hearts were stopped, and they showed a surge of brain waves associated with consciousness. This is according to a new study published today in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So it measured the brain's the brain activity of these animals on EEG machines, okay, the electroencephalography machines. We use this to look for seizure activity, etc. And then experts agreed that they should now take this and study more to see if this is what's going on with near-death experience. Now, they say there's no way to actually tell what the rats saw, okay? You know, but the fact that they saw as they were basically meeting death, this surge of brain activity, they think that could be what's going on when 5% of dying patients and 10% of cardiac arrest patients describe having near-death experiences. This out-of-body feeling, going through a tunnel or on a river toward a light, according to Fox News, seeing lost loved ones, being told it's not time to go yet. All right. Now, I personally like to believe, right, that there is a higher power, that something is going on, and that something is going on, and that you can, see, I don't know what's going on in heaven or something, but what I think is happening is there is something electrically going on before, God forbid, you die, and that there could be some sort of a connection, shall we say. Let me see. I'm not sure where to go with this. Well, you know what? Let's just move on. New data shows Borigin and her colleagues examined 9 rats. They induced cardiac arrest while the animals were hooked up to EKG machines. And the team then measured the electrical activity in the animals' brains. About 30 seconds after the heart had stopped, all the animals experienced waves of synchronized brain activity that were characteristic of the conscious brain. Rats that were asphyxiated with carbon monoxide showed a similar pattern of brain activity. What does that mean? I don't know. All right. Apparently, the rat's visual cortex processed visual imagery. That was all highly activated. I don't know. Maybe they thought, I don't know. Okay. But they think it's electrical activity. This is a study that I really don't like, because I kind of like, thinking that there's, the afterlife out there, and we get to see part of it, and people could come back and talk to us, etc. Now, unconsciousness. This is an interesting study that also came out today, saying some unresponsive patients can actually pay attention, even in the vegetative state. Now, using specialized MRI machines, researchers found the brains of patients who were physically non-responsive would actually light up on cue when the patients were told to answer yes or no questions or pay attention to specific words. So if they're supposed to be in a vegetative state, even though we understand that they can still pick up on things, all right, we didn't think that they could actually kind of, like, pay attention. Alright, and I mean, well, I guess maybe we did. I mean, this doesn't shock me as much, but to a lot of people, they're still kind of confused about unresponsive and vegetative state and coma. Alright, and then near death, and we've reviewed all those in terms of what the definition is of each, but being unresponsive means you can't respond. But if you can't respond, does it not mean that your brain can't, I guess, absorb? So, this is kind of the neuroscience stuff that I never really understood in medical school, but I thought it was really super cool, right? You get the big bucks if you do understand it, okay? So for those of you that understood it, I hope you get paid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're dehydrated. We don't take in enough fluid, right? And, we say to drink your water, and some people say, no, I'm getting my food. So I'm getting enough water with the food. Well, you actually do get 20% of your daily intake of water from your food. You do. And what's very interesting is we have Derek Flazrak, CEO and founder of Greatest.com. And he says there's a lot of foods that can help give you fluid. He says berries contain over 90% water, right? And they can hydrate. So you having some strawberry pineapple salsa, oh, doesn't that sound good, or strawberry raspberry popsicles instead of ice cream can actually hydrate you. I mean, not to the degree where you're sitting there on a deserted island, but still, all right? They say yogurt, 88% water. They say if you put yogurt, apples, peaches, and carrots, that's a pretty high water content smoothie. Now, what's also important about high water content, people, is your high water content food, less calories, lower glycemic index. Pretty cool stuff, okay? It could be. It could have lower glycemic index. So other foods that Flansreich says, okay, is kiwi, pears, spinach, watermelon, celery, and cucumber. Those are just, I know, cucumber, that's really hard to eat. I mean, I could get a pill in me if I had to. But other than that, no. So cucumbers, that's kind of not, you know, spinach, I know, that's a tough one. So that's kind of interesting. Foods that hydrate you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we've been talking about dementia, how to pick up dementia in family members. And some of us, we don't have the medical coverage, or we don't have the time, or we don't care about the relatives, and so we think, you know what, by the time they show us the dementia, we'll deal with it. Well, there's actually a very simple test that they've devised where if your loved one does not recognize a certain celebrity, that could be a sign of dementia. It's called primary progressive aphasia. This particular form of dementia tends to initially strike men and women between 40 and 65. It disrupts your language skills, makes it difficult for you to find the right word, right? A lot of us have had that. All right. Well, there's been a study where basically they showed pictures like of Oprah, Elvis Presley, Muhammad Ali, Lucille Ball, Princess Diana. And they took participants who were about 62 years old. All were asked to look at a series of 20 black and white images downloaded from the internet. Okay? About half of the images were of people who were still alive, two-thirds were of men, and about a quarter were of black celebrities. Participants were first asked to try to provide the full name of the person of each image. Partial credit was given for offering just the first name. If no part of the name could be recalled, participants were instead asked to offer some sort of, I don't know, like description of them, etc. Then they did the MRIs. Then they mapped brain irregularities, whatever, and they found that people that couldn't figure, that couldn't kind of pick up, were already starting to have brain tissue loss in the left temporal lobe, kind of consistent with early dementia, etc. So, you know, this could be pretty, pretty cool, where we're able to look at our family members and figure out what is putting them, I guess, what is already predilecting them. I mean, if they're basically able to show early signs of, you know, if they're already able to show some early signs, you're able to pick that up on a cheap test, then go to the doctor. That's the key. We need to be picking up our dementia way early, way, way early. And you don't want to wait till they're 70. You don't want to wait till they're 80. So something like this is pretty cool. Now, I know some people say, well, yeah, show them a picture of Dr. Dalia. And I don't really know if that'll work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess CVS is now asking customers for identification when they buy a nail polish remover. All right? Apparently, nail polish remover is used to make meth. Did you guys know about that? Yeah. So I guess for those of you trying to get nail polish remover, you better bring some ID. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to talk about the Paula Adeen, Oprah Winfrey news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Really quickly, one of you had wanted me to comment on what's been going on with Paula Deen and Oprah. I do want to talk about the near-death experience with brains and get all medical and scientific with you all, but I don't mind going into entertainment news. It's an important, important subject. So anyway, a federal judge has dismissed the racial discrimination claims in a lawsuit filed by a former employee against Paula Deen. Many people didn't realize, but the employee that filed a lawsuit against Paula Deen for racial discrimination was actually white. But she said she felt hurt because I believe she has a quote-unquote some biracial nieces, she called it. Okay? There was also some sexual harassment and abusive treatment, and those parts of the lawsuit, I guess, are still pending. But the judge threw out racial discrimination. They said at best plaintiff is an accidental victim of the alleged racial discrimination, according to the U.S. District Judge William T. Moore. Okay, now, of course, Paula Deen's career reputation, according to CNN.com, went into a tailspin when she admitted she had used the N-word in the past. Now, some of you had written me talking about how in the South, things are very, very different where I don't really know much about Southern culture. Okay, I would love to that's where I've never, I mean, I've been to New Orleans and I've been to Florida, but I've really never, you know, been in the South, the Deep South, and gotten to, you know, enjoy the food and the people there. So I don't know. Okay, but met some of my patients and many of you had written saying the N-word used to not have anything to do with white and black. It was a term that people would use. Like, for example, some of you use the B word. Okay? The B word used to imply somebody that you didn't like. It was negative. Now, you know, in high school, they're like, well, I got to take my witches with me, and the witches are going to be at the mall later. So certain vernacular has been changing. Now, I didn't know that. I always thought the N-word was the N-word back in, you know, Civil War, pre-Civil War times, etc. I had no idea that somebody was using that word as like friendship or whatever. It was used on the Hangover 2 movie where little, what was his name? The shorter character was basically calling his friends that. And so, you know, I had no idea that there was a different spelling. I don't know. Maybe some of you from the South would know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So when Paula Deen had said, look, of course I use the N-word. That's what you say. We didn't understand that because we're like, well, you never say the N-word. The N is a bad word. All right? But I didn't know there were different spellings of it. I didn't know that there's different connotations. I had no idea, and I still don't know. So I can't comment, okay? Whether somebody who's white has a right to sue against racial discrimination, I think they can. But if she's offended because she has some family members, I could see why the judge threw out the case. I could see it. Now, Oprah has come out discussing her racism issue that happened in Switzerland. I believe she was in a store in Switzerland. She didn't give the name of the store, and I guess she was looking at a purse. And a clerk had, in Zurich, refused to show her the handbag. And she told her, she couldn't afford it, or it's really expensive, etc. And Oprah had come back to the States saying, look, I've been a victim of racism too. This is what happened to me. I was looking at a purse, and I was denied the purse because the clerk said it was too expensive. It was like she wouldn't show it to me, assuming, you know, I couldn't afford it. Now, Oprah's come out saying, look, I'm sorry. She's not sorry for what happened. She's not saying that she recants the accusation that it was racism. She's just sorry that, you know, Switzerland is getting flapped. The store is getting flapped, even though she never gave the name, you know, of the store. People apparently figured it out. And so now the store, the clerk is like, what are you talking about? That didn't happen. And so now there's this huge backlash for this store. Now, I mean, if the store was racist, okay, you know, then do they deserve the backlash? That's for you and I to discuss. Fine. But if the store wasn't, if things in Switzerland are a little different, okay, I mean, do they word things differently? Like, for example, okay, if the purse is behind a display case And let's say somebody already has dibs on it. Now, I don't know how things work in Switzerland, so I don't know. Okay, so somebody's got dibs on it, or the manager wants to buy it for the wife, so they say, try not to sell it. So somebody walks into the store, and they go, no, 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 you don't want this one. It's really overpriced. You don't want it. Whether they're white or black, was that racism? I mean, do we not know the whole story? Okay, I can't tell you how many times people have an eye on something. They're like, please don't sell, please don't sell, please don't sell. People can talk you out of products all the time. I was talked out of products. I remember I was looking for a dress. This actually has happened a couple times. And in certain stores, the fancy dresses are in the back corner, and there's mirrors, and there's almost like a security guard, but it's not a security guard. It's one of the women, right, that judges you by how you look and makes you feel like crap. So I walk back there, and she's like, oh, these dresses are $1,000 on up. And so she looks at me, and so I turn around. I go, oh, okay, thank you for letting me know. Now, I felt like crap because, obviously, with me and my flip-flops, she probably could tell, you know, I didn't have that kind of money. I didn't cry racism because, I mean, I was white, she was white. I just figured she sized me up and looked like and realized I didn't want to touch a $1,000 dress. But the reason why I didn't take it too to heart, because as I figured, she did that to most people. She doesn't want people trying on $1,000 dresses and then not buying them because they could leave makeup smudges, etc. And the store, believe it or not, has a right to do it. Okay, the store could look at somebody like me coming in my flip-flops, right, and a t-shirt with mismatched bra straps, right, who is looking at a $1,000-plus dress that I want to try on so I could say I've tried on a $1,000 dress and see what it looks like and feels like, right, because Lord knows I'm not married to somebody who would buy me a $1,000 dress, and honestly, I really wouldn't want to spend that kind of money on anyway. Okay, knowing me, I'd have a bad period that night and ruin the dress anyway, so I wouldn't want to wear something that was $1,000. But I was turned away because of how I looked. Okay, obviously, the salesperson was kind of right in my case because I wouldn't have spent the money. So I don't know really what happened with Oprah. Was this salesperson telling everybody no because she didn't want anybody touching the bag, right? Or was the bag supposed to be, saved for somebody else? Or was she just being lazy and not wanting to go and get it out of the case? So she just wanted somebody else to just go and, I mean, you know, here's another scenario. I'm just putting this out there, okay? I talked about periods and having mistakes happen when you have a period, okay? A lot of us women, we know when it happens. We've all been there. And we need to run to a bathroom. But we can't run to a bathroom. So we stand very still. And I'm not saying this whole Oprah thing had to do with the person behind the counter having her period, but imagine Oprah wants her to turn around and go and grab a purse. Meanwhile, in many of these fancy boutiques, they wear white pants. She's probably like, I don't want to turn around. No, 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 you don't want this purse. It's too expensive. So I guess the point I'm making is if something racism, okay, it's racism, call it. But I don't want people calling something racism if it's not. Okay, if there's no proof that this was racism, and there could have been another story behind the Switzerland store, do they really deserve all this public backlash for not wanting to turn around and open up the little cupboard? Who knows? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. What near death is like? 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.